WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination slayer. Welcome back to Procrastination Killer, where we tackle those pesky time-sucking habits head-on and unlock your true productivity potential. Today, we're diving deep into my arsenal of favorite tools, the secret weapons I use to stay focused, crush distractions, and get things done with laser-sharp precision. Ever feel like you're constantly battling a whirlwind of notifications, emails, and that ever-enticing scroll through social media? You know that feeling when you start a task with all the best intentions, only to find yourself lost in a rabbit hole of unrelated tabs? Well, fret no more. I'm sharing my tried and true strategies to help you reclaim your time and become the productivity powerhouse you were always meant to be. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that are going to supercharge your focus game. First up, we have the power of Pomodoro technique. This isn't just some fancy name, it's a game changer. Basically, you work in focused bursts of 25 minutes followed by a short 5-minute break. Repeat this cycle 4 times, then take a longer 20 to 30 minute break. Think of it like interval training for your brain. Those intense bursts of focus are followed by mini rest periods that keep you feeling energized and prevent burnout. Ever feel like your attention span is shorter than a goldfish's? This technique helps train your mind to stay laser-focused for extended periods, boosting your overall productivity. Next, we have the art of minimizing distractions. Let's face it, our digital world is designed to grab our attention at every turn. Notifications, emails, social media pings, the list goes on. To truly excel, you need to create a distraction-free zone. Turn off those non-essential notifications, put your phone on silent, and even consider using website blockers if necessary. Think of it like training yourself to become a master of focus. Every time you resist that urge to check your phone or browse social media, you're strengthening your willpower muscle. Number 3. Embrace the power of planning. We all have those days where we feel overwhelmed and paralyzed by the sheer number of tasks on our plate. But fear not. A well-structured plan can be your secret weapon against procrastination. Take some time each day or week to outline your goals and break them down into smaller, more manageable steps. This creates a clear roadmap for success, reduces feelings of overwhelm, and gives you that sense of accomplishment as you tick off each item on your list. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither are your dreams. Now, let's talk about the magic of task management apps. These digital wizards can be lifesavers for staying organized and on top of your workload. Explore different options like Trello, Asana, or Todoist. They offer features like customizable boards, task lists, reminders, and even collaboration tools. Think of it like having a virtual assistant who keeps your life in order and helps you prioritize effectively. And finally, remember the importance of self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup. To truly be productive, you need to take care of yourself both mentally and physically. Make time for activities that recharge you, exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, or simply indulging in your favorite hobby. When you feel refreshed and energized, you'll be amazed at what you can accomplish. Speaking of real-world examples, imagine this. You're trying to write a report for work, but the allure of social media is pulling you in like a magnet. Suddenly, you're down a rabbit hole of cat videos and celebrity gossip. Hours have flown by, and your deadline is looming. Sound familiar? This is where my tools come in handy. I use the Pomodoro technique to stay focused on writing for those 25-minute bursts, and I turn off my phone notifications so I'm not tempted to stray. By the end of the day, I've not only completed the report but also feel a sense of accomplishment knowing I conquered distractions and achieved my goal. All right, listeners, let's recap our productivity power-up. We've explored the magic of Pomodoro technique, minimized distractions, embraced planning, leveraged task management apps, and remembered the importance of self-care. Remember, becoming a productivity pro is a journey, not a destination. Keep experimenting with these tools, find what works best for you, and celebrate your progress along the way. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite productivity hacks? Share them in the comments below and let's inspire each other on this journey to get things done. And don't forget to subscribe to Procrastination Killer so you never miss an episode packed with actionable tips and motivation. Until next time, keep slaying those procrastination demons and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.